The weather has finally turned colder. The fall foliage makes it a great time to get into the woods after work for a nice late evening walk. But what would happen if you got lost and had to spend the night? Marie DiBenedetto, a primitive skills instructor and youth mentor at Earthwalk Vermont in Plainfield, gives us a lesson on how to build an emergency debris shelter that will keep you warm and safe.
Typically, you wouldn't want to get yourself in a situation where you need to build a debris shelter, but you never know. And sometimes you're on a casual walk in the woods and it's getting dark and you're lost. And the best thing you can do to keep yourself safe is to build a debris shelter. And luckily, here in the Northeast, we have all the materials we need to stay warm and dry in that situation. The first thing you need to do is maintain your positive mental attitude. You want to keep in mind the 5 W's of shelter building: wind, water, wildlife, widowmaker, and weather. So this is a good shelter spot because we're above ground on the crest of a hill, and so I know that if we get a serious rainstorm, it's not going to come wash away my shelter, and I'm not going to wake up in a pool of water. Thinking about the natural wind direction of the place, I'm looking around for signs of wildlife. I definitely, if I see bear, coyote scat, I don't want to sleep there. Looking up to make sure there are no widowmakers. I do not want a tree to fall on me while I'm trying to sleep. And the 5th W I'm looking for is water. I want to make sure that I'm near a water source if I would need water, but I don't want to be too close to the water source because it could be breeding mosquitoes. Animals will be attracted to that spot. So a ridge pole will be maybe a foot or a couple feet taller than your body size, and that is going to be what supports your whole shelter. You want your shelter to be pretty small, just a little bit larger than your body, because you want to utilize all of your body heat and trap it in. So you want to find a notch that is around your waist level, I would say would be appropriate for a ridge pole. The ribs are shorter sticks that you are going to lay diagonally on your ridge pole. You know, if you can picture human ribs, that's what you want on the sides of your shelter. So you'll start with small sticks that are just a few inches, and then they'll get taller as you move up towards the notch of the tree. After that, you're just going to want to start piling as many leaves and sticks as you can. From the tip of your middle finger to your armpit, that's about the thickness of leaves that you want. And you just pile leaves. You'll be tired of piling leaves, and you just keep piling some more. Because it takes a few hours, it will keep you preoccupied. And so there's the psychological aspect of it, of giving you something to do for a few hours, so you're not sitting there freaking out saying, oh my gosh, I'm lost. I'm never going to get out of here. It's just really cool to be able to go out into the woods, any woods in all of New England, and you have everything you need right there to stay warm and stay dry. It won't be as comfortable as your own bed, but you definitely won't get in a situation where you're suffering from hypothermia, and you can stay very warm in a debris shelter overnight.
That was Primitive Skills instructor Marie DiBenedetto, and Christopher Biddle produced our story.